Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am hanging in there and doing the best I can as fast as I can. How about you?
I'm just moving from one thing to the next to the next.
What, no bungee jumping?
Not today.
Oh, my goodness. Well, anyways, I'm making a comeback from my COVID. As most people know, I've been, was stricken with that. Now I'm making my comeback, and that's a good thing. I just am not exactly quite as perky as normal, but I'm working on it, okay?
You're always perky.
I do my best. I do my best. But what do you think about this new moon tomorrow? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you know I'm prejudiced towards the Pisces energy.
It wouldn't be because your moon's there or anything, right, Jacqueline?
Oh, no, it wouldn't be because it sets off a grand trine.
You're just feeling you're like under the perfect, lucky star, aren't you?
Moving along. It's all good, though, and that's what I like about this. And I'm always with the Pisces energy. I love the hopefulness of it, okay? You can swing because it is a duality, okay? And don't get me wrong, there's some serious stuff with that Saturn attached to it. But on the other side, it always swings back. Like the good guy always wins. That's the Piscean way. So no matter where it swings, it's always going to swing back to that positive side of I believe. So that's why I say it's a real good time to just, have that faith and go on the new opportunities that are being presented and really take the options, and really examine them before moving. Because, again, this new moon can bring great hope and promise.
Yes, indeed. I like the fact that Neptune's kissing Venus. Of course, Venus is going into Aries tomorrow, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Sometime this morning, I think it is. I think it's early morning, if I remember correctly.
Yep, and so that's pretty exciting. And, of course, the new moon actually occurs at 2:05 a.m.
Yes.
It's going to be right after that. It's 3 minutes to Aries on the new moon. It's right on that cusp, boy. And it's in trine to my son. Nah, 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 nah. Well, just talking to you, Jacqueline, always makes me feel so much better, believe me.
You're so sweet.
I'm enjoying this a lot, and I'm really loving the Mars trine Neptune. I mean, excuse me, Mars trine Mercury that's going on in this chart too. Because I like it as far as the social energies on the new moon. I think I really like that because the Aquarian energies and the Gemini energies, they work well together.
And they do, and it does give you that looking beyond, looking at the end result. And giving you options with that. I love that aspect of this as well because, again, the easy flow of energy to the open creative mind and seeing the options and being able to take action on the options. I just love that aspect of it, that it is that possibility as long as you're looking at the forward thinking of it and the end result. This is not a time to be looking back, that's for sure.
Absolutely not. Yes, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, I didn't look at the West Palm Beach chart, but here I guess it's the same. It's interesting to me that Jupiter is in trine to the ascendant in this chart, and this chart's in effect for a month. And I really like that, exactly trying to it. The Sag rising energy with Jupiter being in Aries, just amazing. And I like that because as soon as I looked at it, I'm like, cool, I'm going to get all my energy back. I can see it coming now.
It is, you know, and it's wonderful that, you know, again, we're going to have both as the benefactors. The only two benefactors we have in the zodiac are both going to be in Aries. So sudden changes can be afoot quickly for our benefit. That's for sure.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Very cool. Well, we have a bunch of people on hold. We probably should see what we can do for them. What do you think?
Okay, how about we do that?
All righty then. Oops. There. Area 805, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Hey,
hey,
Donna.
How
well, how are you?
Good, thank you. Kind of relaxing today.
What's your birthday?
Nice.
My birthday is April 22nd, 1954.
I got you. Long Island, New York.
Yes.
I
thought
that
there?
Was you. That.
No, I'm in California. I'm in Santa Barbara, California.
Okay.
I left New York three. I left when I was 3 years old.
Great. Excellent. And did you have a special question for us tonight?
Well, about finances. I wanted to know if finances were going to get better because I'd like to move sometime this year or next year, but I don't have the means to do it. But I have entered a couple house drawings, and I'm, trying to manifest something to come in for me.
Are you moving locally or far away?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, I don't have the money to move or anything, but... You know, I'd rather just live in my town or win a house or something like that.
I see. Okay. Well, usually when a person's moving to a great distance, there's usually planets moving through their ninth house. Or if they move for like a completely different lifestyle. Okay. And you do have Jupiter moving through that house until May 26th of this year. And you do have Venus just got into that house, sitting right on your part of fortune. So I have a feeling, because Venus is going to be moving through there in about 6 weeks. So for about 6 weeks. And so, again, that Aries energy. So I wouldn't give up the ship. I would go ahead and continue to think very positive about it. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and I do think, I think your energy and your positive thinking right now is a very good thing. I think your psychic ability when it comes to that should be what you are using, okay? Because the South Node is dancing over your Saturn, first of all, and your natal second house of personal finances. However, and this is the difference between Aphrodite and I use your natal chart, she uses your relocation chart, because that same Jupiter that she was talking about is getting ready to go into your eighth house and dance over your Mercury. And that is sudden shifts for your benefit. So it is about being aware, being alert, and being in the moment. Because, again, one more thing is going to come up within the next few weeks. Mars is going to conjoin your natal Jupiter, okay, in your 10th house. So it can create a new foundation as long as you're open to options. This is a time where I would be looking everywhere. I like it. Okay, I get a kick out of that. It may be that you may win a home. You have a possibility of doing that by sending that energy out there. So don't discount any option is what I'm trying to say, and capitalize on everything you see out there. Look for it, see the positive in it, and be aware of it, because with all these glorious benefactors over the next 2 months that are going to be hitting you, I could see some kind of change for you financially.
Oh, good. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. And you know, I light my candles for like 3 hours a day, and I'm sitting in my meditation, and I just feel good. Yeah, I feel happy. And, yeah, I've been decluttering my apartment, you know, so it'll be easy.
<That's> I like it.
Set those intentions. Set those intentions. It's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, good. Wonderful.
Awesome.
Hey. Thank you.
Keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. You have a wonderful rest of the day.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Area code 646, you're on the air.
The dynamic duo. Hello, ladies. This is Priscilla.
Ah, I knew that voice. How are you, Priscilla?
I'm doing well, and I'm glad Aphrodite is making that comeback, and I'm glad you both have interesting things happening in your charts. Sounds good.
What's your first name? I know you said it, but I couldn't hear it.
Priscilla. This is Priscilla, the one who's trying to sell the
Priscilla.
Condo in New Jersey.
Oh,
New Jersey.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
I
wanted to give you
an
update.
My ears are still a little blocked. Sorry.
Okay. No worries. So just an update. So finally, the people that we are negotiating with didn't move up in their in their offer at all. And so finally, I don't know if you recall last weekend I said we saw a home that we really like, and the next day I got a call from the agent saying they have an offer on it, and I said, go ahead, we can't move, we still have to sell our condo. So you said something might change between the two homes we were interested in. We finally saw the second home we were interested in yesterday. It's beautiful. My husband loved it. So we talked to our agent and said, listen, we'll go down in our offer. Please present it to them. So he presented it to them today, and we gave them a deadline of tomorrow morning. And so that's where it stands. We're hoping they'll take it because my husband really likes this house, and the other one is gone.
Awesome.
That we weren't interested in.
Now, where are you living now, New York?
In New York City, yes. Yes, New York
that's
City.
That's what I thought. Manhattan. Okay, so I want to be sure. Excellent.
Yep.
I am so excited for you. Let's take a look and see what's going on here. It's right
well,
up the new moon. Oh, is that right? Wow.
I know, but it is cool, but they need to accept our offer because we did come down and we said, you know, last time they took a week to get back to us and they didn't move up. They took an entire week and only to say we're not moving up. And so, that, you know, finally we said, okay, we'll lower our offer because we want to get this house. We want to get that house we saw yesterday. So, like I said, they have a deadline of tomorrow morning. What do you guys see? Will they come through? Like, will... What does the chart indicate?
Well, in your New York chart, both of the lights, the sun and the moon, are kissing in Pisces and the ninth house of God watching over you in trines your ascendant in New York City. So I think that's really great. But you're also in a grand square. So I want to ask you this question. Are you completely prepared to just move?
What is the grand? Is the grand square a good thing or a bad thing? I'm not sure.
It's a mutable one in your chart right now. It's a mutable one, which, as Jack would always say, it's giving you choices here. So if there was a little bit of a negotiation, I wouldn't be surprised. But all those trines to your ascendant and your Jupiter pretty much here on the new moon looks pretty optimistic to me. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do. Again here, I do think that this new moon is in trine to your Jupiter in the eighth house in your natal chart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to lean in again here, even though I say there's this Saturn effect on it, I have to lean towards that it would have to be that it's happening, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I can't think it's happening. And I think this gives it a better aspect with that. It may be Tuesday, Wednesday. I can't say Monday for sure. But everything is trying in your chart to make that happen. Again, Aphrodite talked about the grand square, and this is where there's a certain amount of lack of control, okay? Where there's that, you know, there's limitations with it, okay?
Uh-huh.
So you keep beating your head against the wall, it's not going to open the door, okay? It opens the door when it opens the door, okay? I have to do that. So relax with this because there's so many blessing lines in your chart going on right now. And your Uranus today is dead on transiting Uranus. Sudden surprises and changes are afoot. I can't say that they aren't, but it's for your benefit. Again, I mean, I can't even count to how many trines are in your chart right now transiting you. You know, it's wild, okay? So it's going to happen, okay? But it's going to happen. Again, that square means it's going to happen in its own time and its own space, but it'll all be right.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Because they're the only ones we have right now, and you guys have said expect the unexpected. And I guess the only thing unexpected was that first house we saw is basically gone. I think, you know, somebody made an offer on it. And the fact that we moved down.
That could be it, yeah.
Yeah, and maybe the fact
Mars
that
Mars is still in Gemini, and it is part of the Grand Square. So don't be surprised, because tomorrow's President's Day, so not a lot of places are open, okay? So again, it could be a little bit of a delay, but in that time period, something else could pop up. Don't be surprised if that happens. I think Jacqueline's dead on right with this, and that's cool. But you know what? If your husband's in love with this house, I would do your due diligence to friggin' get it.
yeah, we are. I mean, he's really, really excited, and he wants to move forward, and that's why we came down in our price, and we're just waiting to hear back from, you know, the buyer like that we're negotiating with. We're hoping they'll come back and say, yeah, and hopefully they'll do it tomorrow, but, you know, because that's the deadline. We said take it or leave it.
And again, what I am going to say, one more footnote to this is that Mars is getting ready to go over your Jupiter in that eighth house of transformation and change. Your shift is afoot within the next couple of weeks, no matter what, is what I'm trying to say.
I see.
Mars goes over your Jupiter in Gemini, I cannot not see a sudden change for your benefit. That's just not... The planets just work that way. And so here again, I say to you, it's going to happen.
I love it.
And just trust it, have faith it's going to happen.
I see. So if it's not them, somebody else, hopefully. Okay. Oh, my husband's getting really, really dejected with the slow pace of things. And so I hope something happens tomorrow. But whatever, like you said, the things will happen to us.
I'm going to say this about you. You have a Mercury in Leo, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to
say
about that is yes, you're a hypersensitive Virgo. But the point is you can put on that perky face and go and reject his woe is me attitude, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And go on.
Mm-hmm.
Happen. I know it's going to happen, and this is the way it is, okay?
Okay.
And
I love
that.
I love it.
That, okay, instead of putting into the emotion of what he does. So I say try that a little bit, and it'll help you out and not be so hard on you.
Yeah, because obviously he does affect me and I affect him, so yeah, it's a balancing act. All right.
Use that Mercury in Leo, that little leadership. Be the perky little Mercury in Leo.
Be the perky Mercury. Okay, I will do my best. All right, so I'm going to keep confident, and thank you for your guidance, and
keep us posted.
I'll check in. Thank you. Blessings. All right.
God bless
Bye.
You.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you both.
God bless you. Bye. Sweet. Gotta love those Jupiter trines, man. Okay. You ready for the next one?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Echo 203, you're on the air.
Good evening, it's Pat from Connecticut. How are you both?
Oh, hey, Pat.
Hanging in there, how about you?
I'm okay. Starting to feel a little better. Quick follow-up question. You recommended that I file this, the money, meaning the sheriff will come in now to go after my mechanic. You recommended I do it on Monday, and then I found out it was a holiday, so the court was closed. I thought, oh, no, I got it in Tuesday. I just wanted to make sure that that was okay. You talked about, I think, Jupiter. And anyway, Monday was a good day to do it. I just want to make sure if Tuesday, I think that was the 13th, was still good.
Oh, yeah. You know what's funny, okay, is that our last caller, Priscilla, has that same Jupiter aspect, okay? But yours is earlier, okay? So, yeah, I mean, anywhere in a conjunction, there's a little give and take here. But what I was talking about was that Mars transit, that Mars in Gemini is transiting over your Jupiter, okay?
Okay.
And now it's a degree over it, but that's what we were talking about. So it's well within orb to really make that benefactor for you.
And how does it benefit me?
Well, it especially the paperwork, okay, when it comes to the paperwork, it gets exalted in the situation. It will be seen in a better light with the circumstances. It gives it some luck to it, some benefit to it, to be able to, you know, really give that back to you. It's expansion and growth. So you're going to something of expansion and growth with this attached to it, no matter how you look at that.
Okay.
And in your ninth house, law and legal orders, it's so divinely the right timing for it.
Oh, good, good. Because I also found out when I filed that they have to approve it, which is absurd because I'm filing because I wasn't paid. But fingers crossed, there's no reason why I shouldn't be approved for this year. So then go ahead.
Oh, right in here again. Go ahead, Aphrodite.
Jupiter's in Aries, too, right now. It's in trine to your Leo moon. Now, the beautiful thing about Jupiter, it is the largest planet. It's a good planet of good fortune and abundance, okay? And it magnifies everything it touches. So no matter what they have you do as far as the paperwork, I still agree with Jacqueline. It's going to clarify the situation. The truth will be acknowledged. And Jupiter's going to bless you. You've got Jupiter blessing you from the heavens to your chart, and then you've got Mars blessing Jupiter in your chart. That's pretty big, honey. That's pretty big.
Okay.
So just keep faith with this.
This is a question you might not be able to answer, but someone said I was going to write up about him on social media after all the facts, after everything was done, whatever came out of it. And someone just said, no, do it now. And I thought that took me by surprise. And then I think they were saying he might even be willing to, you know, pay to get that off, you know, off his record. I don't know if he cares or not. He's so sleazy. But do you have any indication if I should do a, you know, complain about him now or wait till it's all said and done?
I would definitely wait because he could get you for defamation of character. I would not do it before the final outcome. I think that's very dangerous if you don't do that.
You know, he also is really into guns, too. So I've talked to him a number of times, and he's an extremist. So I'm wondering, should I never do anything? You know, will he get me for defamation of character even after the fact?
I think that he wouldn't have any I like to stand on because it would already be proven. But for right now, I think – for you, because of how much drama this has caused in your life and how much turmoil, I would just take the money and run. To be honest with you, that's what I do. But again, I'm me. But I'm just saying to myself, you know what? Take the money and run. You know what? Because you know what? Karma is going to catch up with them one way or the other. I know that. Okay? What goes around comes around this life. So at one point in his life, he's going to realize because he's going to be sitting where you are. Okay? I just trust the divine to handle it better because that way I can just go on with my life. It's easier.
Can I ask you a question about karma?
Sure.
I'm connected to this rescue online and, you know, for dogs, and it's at times horrible stories. And karma with him, people are saying, you know, he'll get his karma. And I always think, I really wish it would happen in their lifetime. Sometimes I think karma happens past. Does do you find that karma happens in people's lifetimes when they do such horrible things?
I really think that the divine is timeless.
Right.
And so I feel that the soul, okay, whether it's in this lifetime or another, at one point or another, okay, this will be equalized by the greater universe. Because there's a divine law and order that's bigger than all of us. And so, and like I said, you know, I think, I belong to a rescue site too, okay? I belong to Pablo, so I'm an administrator on that site. We've found so many dogs and cats and stuff like that. We mostly deal with lost animals and all that. And sometimes people write in and they say, oh, they were negligent, the dog got out, this and that. Hey, things happen with pets. Let's be real.
Right, exactly.
So I always come back, from a point of, you know what? It could have been me, you know? What if my fence didn't hold? If it was my dog, you know what I'm saying? My cat, went crazy, and some other cat was chasing it, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
These things happen. So I try and take my hands off the judgment seat because it's not my job anyway. I just do what I can to help. I just do what I can to help. And then I feel good. No harm is done to anyone, and I figure, you know, there's a saying, you know, do your best and let God do the rest, and that's what I do.
Yeah.
That's how I do it.
Okay. And what's your rescue site name?
It's called Paw Boost.
P-A-B-O-S?
P-A-W-B-O-O-S-T.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'm so glad I asked you, too. Thank you both ladies for all your time tonight. Very grateful.
Oh, we always love hearing from you and stuff. Hang tight,
you.
Girl.
Okay, love you both. Bye-bye.
All right.
Good night. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. Sweetheart. We're living in treacherous times, you know.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Uh-huh. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 216, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Here you are.
Hello.
Hi.
Here I am. It's Patricia. How are you all?
Doing well, Patricia. How are you?
Fine. I wanted to ask, my relocation is pushed back some more.
When's your birthday? I've got a lot of Patricias on here. When's your birthday, Patricia?
7/16/58.
Got it. Now I remember that. Birthday, at least. Okay, cool. All right.
Yes. Am I?
And are you still in Ohio?
Yes, I still am. Because I'm finishing up my dental work, and it's taking its time. But it's given me more time to find alternative housing, which I hope will work out online. And looks like now I'm looking at leaving here in the end of April and going by Amtrak to Las Cruces, arriving in May, probably May 2nd or May 3rd. What am I looking at energy wise and planetary and while I'm looking for and looking up these housing alternatives?
Well, and I think this is a really great time period for you, okay, because what is transiting through right now is the Piscean energy, okay? When we get into April, we're into the Aries energy, okay? You have a late degrees Mars in Aries. Mm-hmm. So I really feel, again here, because we're going to have Venus coming into Aries here soon, and it's going to be there for, you know, it's going to affect that Mars effect. The Sun's going to affect that Mars effect. Jupiter's moving slow, but it's getting there, okay? And it's going to have an effect on it. So I really think there are changes that are going to occur. I like the timing of it. It's going to trine your Mercury. It's going to trine your Uranus before it makes that sudden change. Jupiter right now is just coming with an orb of trining your Uranus. So here again, I think it's still have faith and keep looking at the options, because I think there's going to be some changes over this period of time that by the time May comes along, you're going to be able to make this trek and make it and have a solid foundation by then. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Thank you.
I am blown away at what a great time that is, because Jupiter's in Aries now, and it's going to be passing over your Mars that week, okay, in the 10th house of reestablishing yourself. Seriously? Right? And your self-mode is very close to your Mars. You're going to think, why the hell didn't I do this a long time ago? Because that's exactly what you're going to be thinking in your brain. And Mars is going to be moving to Cancer all over your moon, all over your part of fortune, all over your sun. In the first house of identifying with the new lifestyle where you can actually feel comfortable and at home. I think it's awesome. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. You know, the universe is interesting because, again, this happened beyond your control, but it happened to your benefit. And Jupiter's like that, honey. And Jacqueline talked about this earlier in the show. Jupiter is just...
That was so funny. But I so agree with Aphrodite. I keep looking at this and going, the timing couldn't be more divine for that.
Yeah.
So, really, I love that timing for everything to make that transition.
As long as I can be in Las Cruces and have an address so that I can sign on for Medicare, the initial plan, because that's what you have to do, you know, leading up to it. Sign up for this initial plan and the next plan, because I don't want anything...
Right, but Jupiter is moving to your 10th house, which deals with the government. Any institution is partially government-funded and regulated, including Medicare. So Jupiter's moving through that house, and even today it's trining Uranus. It's going to be trining your Mercury in Leo in your second house of real estate. And the most important piece of real estate you'll ever own is your physical body. This includes health insurance for you. So, again, I think the universe is in divine order right now and is backing you up.
All right. Okay. All right. I'm just going to thank you. I'm going to continue to read about and sign up for the online hospitality sites that
now,
either offer.
At the risk of sounding corny, you're taking Amtrak, right? So I'm just going to tell you, just ride the train, baby, okay?
Okay. All right.
Thank you. All right. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
You too, babe. All right. Bye. I'm sorry, Jack, I had to say it.
See, you have your sense of humor.
Yeah. They say if you've lost your sense of humor, you've lost the game. And I'm thinking that it's more and more true every day as I've been going through this process, but that's cool. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. It's a 901. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Hello. Happy Sunday, ladies. I've missed talking to you all.
Sylvia, how are you?
I am thankful and grateful and getting gooder and gooder. How are you all, ladies, on this fabulous Sunday? I've been listening to the show, but I just haven't been able to get in.
Oh, boy.
So something says, something, the inner voice said, get an early start, call now, push the button. Okay, so here I am. Yay!
Awesome.
So I have heard you, I have been listening, and I am hearing you say Jupiter is in Aries, and I hope that means a big yay, because I know Jupiter is the planet of expansion, and that Venus is coming into Aries. I don't remember you said I think I heard you say it's coming into Aries, and Venus is in my Aries in my first house.
Yes, it goes over your sun first.
Right, yeah, it's going to enter Aries in your 12th house, and then it's going to be moving along, and after it gets to that 15th degree. See, the sun was rising when you were born. You were born at first light when you were born. No, you could just see the sun coming up on the horizon when you took your first breath of life, honey. You know, you were what they say called under, you're born under a lucky star.
Okay.
The closest star, right, to Earth. And Chiron, the wounded healer, is sitting on your sun right now. Jupiter is going to be going over your sun into your first house. Then Venus is going to be going into Aries tomorrow. It's there for 6 weeks. It's going to be going to your first house. And you're going to have your Venus return in your first house, too, over the next 6 weeks. So I'm loving this for you. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I'm loving it. She said everything was transiting, all the benefactors that are going over this, you know. And it really is nice. I enjoy the ride. That's all I'm trying to say. Neptune is trining your moon. Okay, and I just have to say this because Neptune is trining your moon. And because it is trining your moon, it gives you great hope and optimism if you want to look. We have a deep Scorpio moon. Follow that intuition because I think you can feel this. And I think you can really enjoy this energy.
Okay. All right. So I have been exploring, like, I haven't been worked since 21. And so I'm, like, still applying for employment. And the last couple of places where the first one was like they work with the homeless, and I got an opportunity to work with the homeless community and serve them 2017-18 with a ministry. And so it's another place that has where I live, trying to keep it short, they do homeless and women and children, and I applied for a couple of positions. I hadn't heard anything, and my mind was like, oh, my God, these people are so unprofessional. They don't return your telephone calls. But that's just me and my thinking, and Aries can get a little impatient. But I just felt so good. Even though I haven't heard from them, I still just got this great feeling, you know, when I was, like, applying for the positions. And then, like, I'm an animal lover. My Chiron in person is a Pisces animal lover, and I'm going, like, I like doing that too. I like, you know, working with this community. I like doing animals, so I've gone back into applying for jobs.
And
doing
I agree, Sylvia, that you really need to be optimistic at this point in time. And if you have a good feeling about it, have that good feeling about it. If it's been a week or two since you've heard from them, call them and say, hey, you know, I'm really interested in this position. I'm wondering if you've, you know, again here. I would be a little bit more assertive with the Jupiter aspect on with you, okay? Again here, you have things that are going to happen. And about you being out there, I'm ready, I'm going to do this, and this is the way it is.
Yes, and that's what I've been doing, like filling out the applications, sending resumes, contacting them by emails, leaving, calling them several times during the week, still leaving voicemails, and then it's like the stop pop up, like, I don't want to come across as desperate and not overly, you know, I'm an Aries, so I know I can, when it's something that I really, really want, and I'm very, very passionate about it. You know, I'm going to ring your phone because, you know, that persistence will kick in. So, you know, working
I
with...
I so agree. Sylvia, I want
so
to tell you something.
With,
before you even told me about the job opportunity you're interested in, when you said that you were looking for work, this and that, look at that, and whenever I look at your chart, I see your Pisces Virgo polarity points. You're diabetic, aren't you?
Right.
And, yeah. And the thing is, when I looked at that, I said, you know what else this means? This means feed my sheep. Okay? And that popped in my head right before you told me about the opportunity. Feed my sheep. And I thought, what a righteous thing is for you to try to help the homeless, whether they are people or pets. Seriously, honey, I think you are so on the right track here. I love it for you.
Oh, okay. Great. Okay.
And that's just a psychic thing. I mean, and because astrology is interesting. Astrology, like tarot, it's what we call polymorphic. There's different ways you can express the energies of the plants you were given and the plants that are moving through and helping you to move along. And I think, I so agree with Jacqueline, use your Aries intentions to follow up with the ones that you really favored that you've applied for. Don't be afraid to follow up, because at least then they know you're sincerely interested. It's okay. It's not going to hurt anyone.
Oh, believe me, like I said, I am not afraid to follow up. And I have been following up because I had talked to the receptionist. She was like, oh, well, Ms. So-and-so said she talked to you. I said, oh, no, ma'am, that was not me she talked to.
Uh-huh.
You know, like the hiring manager. I was like, no, that's not me. So, you know, my man is thinking like, okay, I've left several voicemails. I'm like, why isn't anyone calling back, you know, even if they or even send an email, you know, that's part of being professional. You know, we've told somebody else, or let me call this, you know, let me call Sylvia back because she's really have left several voicemails. So I'm going like, okay, I'm going to let go, because, you know, sometimes it's, you do it and you let go, and then I'm going like, okay, I'm going to go on to, you know, filling out for the veterinary receptionist or for kennel technician. So, you know, I've gone on to doing that, and I'm like, I don't want to buck the universe. You know, I still want to have that, you know, because I can get enthusiastic and I don't want the impatience to kick in, and I still, you know, I'm still learning to let go and let God, you know, and trust. As Jacqueline always say, trust the process. So I'm learning.
Yes.
To trust the process, you know, even the book says, don't be anxious for nothing. That'll pop up in my head. Don't be anxious. Go with the flow. Trust. Because money keeps, even though I've been unemployed, money still keeps showing up. And I'm so thankful and grateful. But that little worry wart will slip up like, okay, well, what about when that diminishes? And, you know, independent Aries, and I really don't like asking people for help, but it's like you're not going to lose my independent points if I have to keep remembering that, okay? It's okay to ask for help if I really, really need it. I won't lose my independent points.
Right.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And I'm still doctoring on this arthritis in my neck. I'm going like, what is going on? And then the stomach gets flared up. I'm going like, okay, it's this liver, it's this gallbladder. And so I'm going like, I don't want to be in resistance mode, like being a diabetic for many, many years. And if it's done on me, I'm going like, I think I've been in resistance. I have to check myself, like, resistance mode, because it's like pop a pill, take a shot versus check your diet. That's what's got your blood sugar up. And medicine can only go so far. And if I stay in resistance mode, then because I want to do what I want to do versus my body saying, no, you can't have a bunch of carbs. No, you can't have a bunch of stuff loaded with sugar. God, tears is almost coming to my eyes, but I'm still learning, and I'm grateful, you know, that comes to me and like, hey, you just, you know, you got to cut it out or cut back.
Exactly right. And okay, she is balanced.
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, and more yes. So anything health-wise before I yield the floor and let you all get the next caller in?
All right, sweetheart, you keep us posted. We love you.
All right, I love y'all more. Keep me on. I'm going to continue to listen.
Okay, you got it, girl. All right. God bless.
Thank you, ladies. I love y'all more.
Bye, Sylvia.
All right, I'm going to keep listening.
All righty then. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 406, you're on the air.
Good evening, ladies.
Hi.
How are you? This is Susie from Montana.
Hey,
3573. Yay.
Before, didn't we?
We did about a month ago, birthday March 5th, 73.
Lynchburg, Virginia. I thought that was you. I go, I know that voice. That's just when I was sitting back listening.
Well, love to spice up the talk, you know, when I get on the air. So I'm just hanging out here with my baseball bat and my cats waiting for this flurry of men to come my way, but I know it's getting close.
You used to live in Lynchburg?
You know, I'm from there, and that's where I met you, Aphrodite, at the Festival of Light years back. And, that is my hometown. I've been in Montana for about 30 years.
Oh, wow. What city in Montana?
Right on the gate of Yellowstone.
Got it.
Up in the mountains.
Lovely area. Beautiful.
It is. It is. We're waiting for the next big winter storm. Looks like you might get a few feet.
Oh, hang in there.
Oh, boy. Wow.
As my husband, one of my husband's bosses said about Montana was, when they say they're calling for 6, it's not 6 inches, it's 6 feet.
That's pretty much it. And school goes according to schedule. We don't cancel school.
God bless y'all's hearts. That's a harsh terrain. Beautiful.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I mean, insanely gorgeous place. So, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, you know, I've just waded through and survived the retrograde storms and always got love on the brain. I'm a Pisces, you know.
Yeah, Venus is getting ready to leave your sign and go into Aries. It's going to be sitting on your moon tomorrow.
Oh, the new moon, huh?
Yep, it's the new moon, and Venus is going to be sitting on your moon in your natal. How nice is that? And that's cute.
Cute.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, Jupiter, of course, is in Aries, and it's going to be in the Montana chart. It's going to be going into your seventh house of marriage and close personal relationships in a few weeks, which is nice. Venus is going to be going into Aries, like I said, tomorrow. It's going to be there for 6 weeks, too, so it's going to enter your seventh house. So guess what? As far as finding that wonderful romantic energy, you might be closer than you think. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree. What are you doing to get out and about and be present?
Well, I am out and about a lot. I'm a social person. I go to a lot of events and dinners and sporting events and the dreaded online dating, you know, all that good stuff.
Well, I like getting about. So that is a good thing because, again, expect the unexpected. She said Jupiter's coming into your seventh house in your relocation chart. In your natal house, it is dancing through your fifth along with that Venus-Neptune conjunction, okay?
Yes.
On the other side of this, Uranus just went into your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, marriage, and partnerships. And on top of that, Mars just went over your Saturn, saying, patience, my dear, but it's coming. I have to agree. As long as you're open and present right now, this is the Piscean energy that you naturally are. And as long as you're open and present and have your little antlers up, you can take and really attract.
I love it.
A great one at this point in time. I wouldn't be surprised over the next few weeks if you don't find somebody.
Well, that would be lovely. I'm a heck of a catch, you know, I think.
I think you are, too. I mean, I don't know. I mean, but again, things happen when they're supposed to, you know, and Uranus is actually in perfect trine to your Mars exalted in Capricorn, too. And so that's a pretty good thing because expect the unexpected. Okay. Mm-hmm. Even if somebody shows up with a shovel to help shovel you out, it could be that one.
Oh, my gosh. I hope I get a guy show up with a shovel. Woo! That would be fantastic.
Yep. You know, you know, it's always nice to attract a man that has a hero's heart.
That sounds great to me. I could be a damsel in distress.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I could see that. Wow.
Well,
Mars is also
Mars
sitting on your Saturn, too. So Mars is sitting on your Saturn. So you could actually meet more than one in this cycle. Because with Mars and Gemini, things come in twos. And And it's still going to be in Gemini until the 23rd of March. Now, usually Mars is in Gemini every 2.5 years for 7 weeks, but it didn't do that. Last August, it went to Gemini. It went all the way through Gemini. Then it retrograded all through Gemini. And now it's in Gemini again, and it's still there. It's right on top of your Saturn. So because of that, you could attract two people right around the same time. So don't be surprised if that happens.
Oof. All right. Well, I hate to be greedy, but that sounds good to me.
Hey, you know, after a dry spell, it's always nice.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I just wish that you could see because my black cat is sitting here enthralled with this conversation.
I love that. One of mine is black. I got 4 rescues. Yeah, those black cats are amazing. All my kitties are intuitive in different ways, but, yeah, that's cool.
I took a new foster baby in today that's been traumatized, about a year-old little kitty, and she has already made so much progress with me in, like, the last 5 hours. It's unbelievable.
Excellent.
That's awesome.
I love that.
So hopefully at least one of the two gentlemen likes cats, right?
Right.
They'll have to. It's mandatory.
It's a prerequisite. It's a prerequisite. Take no prisoners on that, okay?
I agree. Well, thank you, ladies. It's so good to hear your voices this Sunday evening. And keep up the good work. We appreciate you.
Thank you. We appreciate you, too. Keep us posted.
I will. Take care.
All right, God bless, Susie. Okay, bye-bye. Awesome. So funny. Oh, my goodness. Well, we've got almost 7 minutes. You want to try and take one more?
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 203, you're on the air.
It's me, just hanging on, listening to your wonderful show. It's Pat. You got to go to someone else.
Okay.
Oh.
Oops. All right, will do. Okay. Crazy. All right. Area code 111, you're on the air. So those 111 numbers, they're not picking up. Weird.
Unusual numbers.
Yeah, well, usually it's somebody from Canada. That's been kind of like on the show a lot of times when people are calling out and they're using a Skype phone, I get a 111.
Ah.
Yeah, that's what that is. Well, anyways, we're 5 minutes to the end of the show. We might as well just tell people where they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. Are you doing your classes, Jacqueline?
Oh, I'm right in the middle of them. It's fun and games. We're working on houses this next week. So we start our transit houses.
why don't you tell the people that are listening where you have your classes and stuff, and just in case there might be people that are listening from down in your area.
Oh, it's this wonderful metaphysical shop called Spark of Divine. The owner is Christine. She is just a lovely Pisces energy that's just a ball of fun. And they do a lot of things there, more than just astrology classes. She has a lot of crystals, ton of them, a lot of great gift stuff, too, and all kinds of great things. But, yeah, I teach astrology there. It's an 8-week seminar, and it is so much fun, opening people's eyes to the differences and really understanding how astrology works. So I just enjoy it.
I love that for you. You're so great at it, too. That's awesome. Awesome. Well, this has been the Illumination Station, and Jacqueline and I are here every Sunday night, and we're usually on the air between 6 and 7. And we really love doing the show for all of you. Thank you, those that follow us, and thanks to those that tried us new. And we're here for you. If you want to reach us in between, you've got our phone numbers, and they're on Blog Talk. If you want to hear this show again, you can go onto Blog Talk, because they do store it, or you can go to the first page of my website, which is aphrodite.com, in order to hear it again if you missed something. Just to let you know, we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.